Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I'm reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark in chapter 14. Then they came to a place, verse 32, which was named Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch." He went a little further and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." Then he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. Then he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus was in a dialogue, or well, in a discussion with his disciples, which was his typical way of teaching and imparting them. You observe that really, if you really want to do things well, leadership is not really learnt. You may be instructed. Leadership is always modeled for people to follow. And that's why usually great leaders, though clearly may have a handful of people that are visibly following them, but you cannot really define the limit of their followership. People they know and people they don't know will be affected. It's a barrier that cannot be marked with any visible thing. People just benefit from that gift of God and they follow, affecting their lives. That was the pattern that Jesus used in raising the greatest leaders that the world has ever seen. The greatest that the world has ever seen. And the same pattern is available to us today, whether in the church or in the secular world. It requires from the person leading and, of course, the person who wants to be led to have at least be responsible to some extent. So in this manner, he came with them to Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." Let me stress for a few minutes the issue of prayer. We cannot talk down prayers. We cannot belittle prayers. When everything comes to a halt, the one thing that is open to you is prayer. Here we see the maker of all things. Here we see the word that was in the beginning. Here we see the word that was with God the Father. Here we see the word that he is himself God. Here we see the one that created everything. The one without whom nothing was created that has been created. Anything you want to think of. The one that made the system. Now within the system, bodily, how did he rule his creation? One of the greatest lessons to learn is that he always gave time to pray. He was in constant contact, connection with his Father God. You see, last Sunday on holiday, I think there was a program in Potter's House, and Pastor Nopti tuned in. Beautiful. A young man was ministering. T.D. Jakes wasn't around. Apparently, he had this film he was concluding in Hollywood. So this young man came in and looked very simple, like nothing close to T.D. Jakes. But by the time he finished preaching, it was clear. You know what he said? He started by telling them who he was, where he was, how the mother said to him, "One day you will meet this man." And how he struggled, how life was so difficult from the beginning. And how he met him, by the time he finished, say, "Watch the company you keep." He relaxed the church. He said, "Please, I'm not about to say anything that you've not heard, but I want to tell you how the ministry of this man has affected my life." The place exploded. The opening statement is why I'm talking about him. He said, on your computer today, whether you're having a tablet or a handphone or you have a laptop or whatever, you go from place to place. So you look for where you're going, the address, and then you're going to click in. And then your system tells you, hold on, connecting. If it does not connect, you cannot access. If it does not access, you cannot implement anything until it connects. And as long as you are connected and you stay connected, there's a download. There's an interaction. You can do things vis-a-vis, but until it connects. Today, the first place people go when they are perplexed or in search of any information, you're waiting for connection. Yeah. You connect. Jesus stayed connected. That was the way he started. He blew my mind. He knew what he was saying. Jesus said here, "Stay here while I connect, while I pray." Why? I'll tell you in verse 34. Okay, verse 33. He took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began, come on, church. Is somebody, are you here? He began to be troubled. I know when I begin to be troubled about something, I know. Usually it's not externally evident, but I know from within that I'm not comfortable with something. I know. When the trouble begins, I know. I don't know about you, but Jesus said, he took them, and the Bible said, Jesus took these three, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. That's what follows. If trouble is unchecked, it will graduate to distress. So he began to be troubled, and then, of course, greatly, deeply distressed. Then he said, he literally said something, he spoke to them. He said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. And to make it clear that he wasn't joking, he said, even unto death. This is a serious matter. So he said, that's why I want you to stay here and watch. I want you to pray. He said, that's why I'm going to pray. And that's why I want you to pray. Ladies and gentlemen, without saying much, there will always be that junction where you are wondering what to do in life. There will always be that thing that is making you freeze out. You're not feeling comfortable. You're like, oh. What do you do? If the Creator does it, if he did it and he still does it, how does he still do it? He's still interceding for you and I. What makes you think that there's an easier way out? Or there's a better alternative? Doesn't that confirm to you that no matter how terrible your situation is, there's a way out now? Just get connected to your Creator. And the amazing thing is this, he's not respecter of persons. He will say, this one is older, let me answer first. This one is bigger, let me answer first. This one is taller, let me answer first. This one is fatter, let me answer first. This one is richer. No. Everybody gets there first. And you don't have to queue on for too long. You will answer everybody at the same time. It's omnipresent. Omnipotent. All-knowing. All you've got to do, take it to the Lord in prayer. Trouble is coming. Pray. That was what he did. So he got them praying. Stay here and watch. Verse 35. So he went a little farther and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. That was his natural wish. Let me talk a little bit more on prayer. Because I just stressed that prayer is all important. Believe me, it is. And don't talk down prayers. But at the same time, can you hear me? Don't abuse prayers. He was born, and for 30 years we didn't hear much about him until age 12 when he went to, when he was taken to the temple and he got into the word with the elders. And that was when they left him behind. Praise the Lord. Amen. And thereafter, we didn't hear anything. What do you think he was doing? He was all knowledge. He was all knowing. But you see, he was demonstrating how you can have dominion here. The reason why you were created. And so he came through the womb of a woman like you. He could have jumped down from heaven. And he went through the processes. He was breastfed. His diapers were changed. And yet, he was the embodiment of God. He subjected himself to everything that you and I would be. And so he was instructed as a boy. He assisted his father in his carpentry works. So he was a trained carpenter. So he studied the system. He positioned himself appropriately before he began the real ministry. And that's why or the real purpose for which you came. And that's why the truth is this. Even if you were born to preach, is that why you won't go to primary school? Is that why you will jump secondary school because you are lazy, you don't want to have to read for school set? Say, I'm a preacher. What are you talking about? And thereafter, everything is, by the time I finish praying, God will scatter Lagos. He won't scatter anything. He will bless Lagos over and over again. It's delusion. It's lack of exposure. It's lack of training. I'm telling you. Even when you receive something from the Lord, it takes wisdom to receive, it takes wisdom to deliver it. And that's where a lot of people make mistakes. So where is the abuse of prayers? Where you should do something, where you should wake up promptly and go to work, you are sleeping. I say, my God shall supply all of my need in accordance with His glory. But God is supplying, you are refusing to cooperate with Him. So prayers, you can't use prayers to deceive God. God can never be deceived. I'm talking of abuse of prayers, which is very common and rampant nowadays. You're in the school, you won't read for exams. Then shalabarabarakarababa. Is that what you're going to write in the exam? Why don't you pray and say, God, give me the calmness to read and give me retentive memory? Hello? Because all through the scriptures, it is the work of your hands that God will bless. A man that will not walk, God himself says he will not eat. Pray all you want to pray and don't walk. When God says walk, don't walk, you won't eat. So there are people who abuse prayer. So let's settle that. Some people cannot keep any job down. You must discipline yourself. Prayers will not substitute for that. The truth is this, you get some people to work, paint this place. Anybody can paint. For goodness sake, if you have school site, why would you be able to paint? And when you paint, the whole place will be paint on the floor. We'll see red on white and white on black. Scatter. We say, do it. You say, well, what's not good about it? Can't you see that excellence is perceived from a distance? The Spirit of God is the Spirit of excellence. There's a difference between this hall and where we are coming from. The difference is clear. It's not just prayer that did this. Prayer enabled us. There's no room for slothfulness. There's no room for laziness. So I just talk on abuse of prayers. And that's why some people will preach and it looks like they're against prayers. They're not against prayers. They're trying to correct an abuse. Is that okay? Praise God. So Jesus was the most diligent of all human beings that walked the face of the earth. He was. He was diligent in his contact with his Father. Remember when we were looking at the, let not your heart be troubled, believe in me? Come on, remember? Come on, remember? Glory be to God in the highest. And down the line, we now see why he would say that. He said, why are you surprised at what you're seeing? You're seeing miracles. You haven't seen anything yet. You're going to see wonders. How? He said, all I do is that I connect with him and I speak what he speaks. I only need to speak what he speaks. His works are made manifest. I speak his... Oh, I feel the fire. Whoa, I felt it. I speak his words. He does the works. See, your time of celebration is just about to begin. In the name of Jesus. I'm not joking. It's the truth. You say, but I didn't go to school. I was preaching last Sunday. I didn't go to school. You are following Jesus. He will connect you. He will connect you to school. Everything you need to be all that you want to be in life, he will make sure you get it. He is the maker of all things. So he he said, watch and pray. But remember again that he was beginning to be sorrowful and even, I mean, and getting distressed, deeply distressed. He's so sorrowful. So that was why he wanted to further and he started praying. Hallelujah. And when he would pray, we were giving the summary of what he prayed. He said he was praying that if it were possible, the arm might be removed. But I read somewhere before, much earlier, that at the time he felt the pressure. He said, if only. He said, no, but this is the very reason for which I came. Glory be to God in the highest. And then it dawned on me that, look, if Jesus achieved everything but this one, he would have failed. If I'm good at everything in life but what I'm doing right now, I would have failed. This is the reason I was created. What with your school? What with petroleum engineering? There were means to this end. Now, yours may not be so. Yours may be to be the petroleum engineering. And that petroleum engineering, you show the wisdom of God that the world will begin to wonder. Yeah? That's still a ministry. As a matter of fact, for the child of God, there is no secular ministry. Your life is a kingdom life. So as a wife, as a husband, you are in ministry. As a teacher, as an engineer, that is ministry. If other engineers will through me see Jesus, what do you call that? In the way I proffer solutions to problems, in the way I relate with them, what do you call that? They don't have to see a lectern or a pulpit. So for the Christian, there is no demarcation. There is no secular life. So that means that in my secular life, I can live like an unbeliever. Then when I turn to my spiritual life, of course not. I'm deeply spiritual. I operate the secular from my spiritual standpoint. So I'm a supernaturally natural person. I don't say, good morning, how are you at? I say, good morning, madam, how are you? Everybody says good morning, and I say good morning, and I shook her hand, and I go my way. And she's like, there's something about this man. But the spirit inside of me will flow out. And they said, I don't know about this guy. Many people have come to ask for this, but I think, please, can you come back? And I said, here I am. He said, I was just thinking of, yes, exactly what I'm looking for. People are killing themselves about it, but on the platter of gold, I feel the fire. You see, you have an advantage. By virtue of the covenant that you operate, you are a born-again child of God. It's not just gainsaying. It does not require any bragging. It requires a knowing. So he prayed a prayer that if that hour will pass, I feel the fire. If that hour will pass, see, when I was thinking about this, what hit me? Look, this is the very reason for which you were created. Then at the threshold, when the sacrifice for the altar was to be laid, when the last step was to be taken, his soul, not his spirit, his mind, his humanity became weary. Well, human. Struggle ensued. And the reason the Bible will have this is to let you know this is human. At that point, he was worried. He started praying. He knew what was expected. But the will, he made a statement. He said, the spirit is willing. But But the flesh is weak. Have you ever been in a place where the spirit was willing? I don't know about you. I cross that junction every day in different areas of my life where the spirit is willing, but the flesh struggles. That's when temptation begins in any area at all. And guess the antidote? He said, pray that you may not fall into temptation. My take is this. The very reason for which you came, then I concluded, I said, the struggle which easily beset, that dangerous struggle that you probably are going through now in believing God for who he is and what he has said, could be the threshold of your eternal breakthrough. In that area, that could be a precursor to fulfilling your mandate in life, or to begin to walk in the victory of your mandate in life. So in other words, don't give up. Don't give in. How do you do that? Pray. And you see, in Luke chapter 18, the writer told us that Jesus was teaching a particular principle. What? That men ought always to pray and not what? Faint. One version says, men always, always ought to pray and not give in. Men always, always ought to pray and not give up. Can I say this to you? As long as you are praying, you will not give in to the pressure of the devil. I know your amen is weak. He comes to say you will die. You will not. The Bible says I will. The days of my life, I will see my children's children. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. But here he is just telling you lies and bombarding you and telling you can't make it. What do you do then? Pray. And what now constitutes the ingredient of your prayer? His word. His will for you. The next verse now says, No, go back. When he says, I will pass me by. The one I say, now pray the prayer. It says, Abba, Father. Good. And he said, they're now quoting his words in prayer. Yeah. Abba, Father. Come on. He was praying. It was a natural process, though supernatural. He was in the earth form, or he was in the human form on earth. And he was with his face to the ground, and he used his vocal system to voice his heart to his father, and he said, so it was a natural thing, Abba, Father, and that's the Aramaic word for father, my father. So he said, my father, father, my father. The next he said, all things are possible with you. Meaning, take this cup away. And God would have taken the cup away. And Jesus would not have gone to the cross. And the reason for which he came would not have been fulfilled. But that wasn't the end of the prayer. So I don't care what kind of fear you are fearing today, what kind of pressure you are going through today. I don't care the kind of drama your body is making all over the place. The truth is this, there's a will of God in the matter. No matter how stubborn your system is, no matter how rebellious your system is, no matter the fact that you are born again, you have the seed of God inside of you, the will of God is in the matter. The will of God is still available. A lot of times, what we do, thinking that we are doing the will of God, is our own, propensity, as it were. Our own strive for asserting ourselves. True. Many bad nonsense. Man, who are you? Many bad nonsense. I agree. Why should you take nonsense from anybody? But it comes to a place where you forgive somebody. It comes to a place where you tolerate somebody. It comes to a place where you endure certain things. It comes to a place where you live at peace with every man as long as it is within your power. He gets to a place where all you owe anybody is love, agape love, in spite of them. Otherwise, their own ignorance will become your own deterrent. God forbid, in Jesus' name. I'm telling you. Pride, lust. They speak through the voice. I mean, through the flesh. So he didn't stop the prayer there. He didn't just stop. He didn't just say, take the cup away. He says, nevertheless, he was still praying. Not what I will, but your will. Come on, church. That was Jesus. But see, what I'm saying is this. All things are. Oh no, you are too quiet for me. You are too quiet for me. You are too quiet for me. By virtue of who your father is and who you are, all things are. Let me hear you again. All things are. Whether negative or positive, all things are. And the direction you go is subject to your what? Belief system. Because your beliefs will inform your conviction. Your conviction will order your will. His will, carnally, let his cup go. But God has a will. His belief, I know who I am. I know what I am with you. You know, not my will. You see, I would rather you take it. But no, your will. And God said, I hear you, my will. And so he endured the cross. He despised the shame. He died. He resurrected. I feel the fire. I have no respect for the lies of the devil in any life. In the name of Jesus. It's not up to what people say or what they don't say. It's up to what the word of God says. And when I say the word of God, please, please, let's be careful. The word of God, God, if God will have everybody become Jesus, what are you doing in church? Go. But what's the pattern? Even Jesus had 12 disciples, and they have people, and they have people, and people now, come on. And there's the gathering of the saints. Do not neglect the gathering of yourselves together. One of the fathers in the church was asking me a question. Very bubbling man, maybe a little younger than me. He said, Pastor, let me ask these questions. It's kind of kind that I think that, this guy now, wow, he jokes with everything. He said, Pastor, let me ask you a question. Is it possible that what, where you have been struggling for years, and you pray, and you know, you get over, and is it possible to get over it? I said, of course, all things are possible. He said, I know, actually. He said, but tell me the secret. But how can you overcome? I said, the things you already know. You pray? Yeah. So take it more seriously. Because this is what your body wants. This is what the Bible says of what God wants of you. So how do you get that being? Take that word into prayers in the face of the struggle. If it's got to do with healing, the same thing. And do not forsake the gathering of yourselves together, because there will be an encouragement. There you fellowship with the Spirit and with one another. Otherwise you'll be an island, and there's no room for that. I tell people, I said, all through the word of God, there's no room for independence. Mm-mm. But the political theology that we preach today, secular humanism, says you are an institution to yourself. You don't need to hear anybody. Christianity, you must be dependent on God. See what he did? Total vulnerability. And God took him. And his disciples were made from there. They struggled. Because immediately thereafter, they fled. So they understood what he said when he said, I am having problems. When they heard it, it was prayer. They took off. One betrayed them, the rest ran. human beings. But they still ended up being the leaders of the church. Anywhere the devil has been putting you to flight from today, in the name of Jesus, on account of who God has made you, through the blood of the everlasting sacrifice, you will put the devil to flight. Any dream in your heart from God that is being struggled or that you are struggling with the devil over, in the name of, from today, you begin to project forward. Unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. Any fear, hear clearly, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You will arrive at your destination in the name of Jesus. Nothing will scuttle you in the name of Jesus. The fear of failure will not make you stop in the name of Jesus. I say, God, see, since you are a chosen generation, you have been chosen. The fact that you flunk it there doesn't mean that you are not getting there. You are getting there beyond your imagination in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that after praying, he went and he came back, they were sleeping. Then he went back again and repeated the same word. Why? Because God will not change what he has said. By stripes you are healed. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. You are head, you are not tail. You are head, you are not tail in the name of Jesus. But you don't look like it. Things around you don't look like it. But you are on your way to becoming that totally. The only way you are not going to give up on who he has made you is, come on, keep in the word. And please, always pray to avoid temptation. Speaking his word. Always pray so that you don't faint. You don't give in. You don't give in. Give in. You don't give up. All things are possible. I close with this. In Mark chapter 9, Jesus had been on the Mount of Transfiguration and was coming down. Those three again had seen him in his true essence. They saw light. They saw this bodied man became light. They couldn't believe it. And he said to them, tell nobody. And by the time they were coming down, there was commotion going on. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees were arguing with the disciples. He saw it from a distance. And as they turned around to see him, they rushed towards him. And when they got there, he asked from the Pharisees, he said, what was it you were arguing with the disciples about? The Pharisees did not answer. The Sadducees did not answer. The crowd did not answer. The man that had issue answered. Hello, is somebody hearing me? He said, I'm the cause of the problem. My son has problem. And I brought him to your disciples to cast out the devils. But they cannot. He said, so sir, if you can help us, if you can do anything. Jesus looked at him. He said, if you can believe, all things are. The man said, I believe. Then again he turned and said, please help my unbelief. And then the Bible says, when Jesus saw the crowd rushing towards him, he cast out the demon and the boy fell down. And the demon tore him and it was a struggle on the floor. It was so bad that after a while he was lying down like he was dead. And then the Sadducees and the crowd also say, hey! He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. Then Jesus walked there and took him by the hand and he got up. I don't know what they don't understand about you. And the devil and the world is saying he's dead. I declare to you and I decree in the name of Jesus, I say, get up! I can't hear your amen. I say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, whatever the devil and the crowd is calling dead in your life, we revive in the name of Jesus. We resurrect in the name of Jesus. Sit down. The devil knew that that was the last. He must go. So he picked the boy and took him to. Worse than before. That's why the noise you are hearing is the last the devil will make in your life. Towards where you are going, that very thing is contesting in your life. I said, this is the last noise. This is the last commotion. This is because he knows he must go in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, with God, nothing is impossible. I believe it. And in the, I feel the fire. Why am I feeling this way? Why shall we rise? Glory be to God in the highest. Woo-hoo. I don't know what it is in your life today. It says pray. You'd be amazed at the simplicity of a prayer and what that prayer will do today in the name of Jesus. I mean it. Confirm that in you now. Take me to God. You are the best that can be right now in him, in the name of Jesus. The lies of the devil does not define you. Glory be. Come on, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Turn it over to him. Connect with him. In John, hallelujah, chapter 14, he says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified. And let me say this quickly. You don't owe any man to become what God wants you to be. Take it to God now in prayer. But as he instructs you, receive the grace of obedience. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace of obedience. No matter how terrible your past has been and the devil is telling you, he look at you, tell him, please excuse me. In the name of... with God, nothing is impossible. I mean nothing is impossible. I mean nothing is impossible. 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 Somebody dare to believe that today? Somebody dare to move in that understanding today? I mean nothing. Don't listen to any lie or accusation of the devil. Nothing is impossible in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. And my joy is that you are the one praying. You are the one praying right now. Glory be to God in the highest. Is it your wife? Is it your husband? Is it your marriage? Is it your children? Come on. Or your parents? Come on. Come on. You are the one praying. Is it your health? Is it your finances? You are the one praying. And God answers when you pray. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Marcus Toporone Shkenda. Hallelujah. 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 You are a blessed generation. You are a chosen generation. Glory be to God in the highest. Bought by the blood of Jesus. Precious in his sight. Glory be to God in the highest. Highly favored. Full of wisdom. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That thing that you used to fear, that thing that caused you so much fear in your life, break it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. We command it broken in the name of Jesus. I don't know what it is, but it's broken in the name of Jesus, because God has not given that spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Glory be to God in the highest. Jesus said, I know my Father, like Pastor Tony was sharing. Timothy knows his Father. He said he would say this. Jesus knows his Father. He knew his Father. And he said, hey, all things, I know with you, all things are possible. All things. Come on, tell him today and place it before him in the name of Jesus and see whether he will not move on your behalf. Father, we give you praise. Come on, we give you honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Miracles are happening now. Miracles are happening now. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. The only one place again you hear Jesus talk about, with man is impossible, but not with God. When he says it is impossible for a rich man to enter heaven. Or rather, it will be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man. And the disciple says, hey, who then will enter? Jesus said, with man, but not with God. For with God, so with God, you can be rich and enter. How? God is the one that will enrich you. And he knows it's for ministries, for assignment. Of course you will enter. You see what I mean? What is not possible with men? Remember, you have a band in this frequency that the ordinary man cannot access. You can access it. You are different. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.